Now, tonight's call is going to be a little bit different than the last 2 weeks of calls. Tonight's call is designed to work with those who actually have followed directions. Tonight, we are going to open up the call to do some one-on-one coaching with you personally. Now, first of all, to try to get in any kind of one-on-one coaching with our office, you're going to be on a good six-month waiting list, first of all, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. But tonight, we want to make it available absolutely for free. For the next 40 minutes, we're going to open things up, and it's going to be a first-come, first-served basis. Now, I'm going to give you a phone number. It's going to be a first-come, first-served basis. You have to call a separate number to get in on this coaching availability. That's the first thing. The second thing is don't even call if you, A, did not listen to the past two calls. B, if you did not follow the directions that I gave you. Like, for example, one of the things I talked about last week was set up reminders. Remember I was talking about my husband who wanted to lose weight? It took him to having his back go out. It took him to feeling really bad and getting headaches all the time before he actually made the decision. And he took a picture of himself. And when he took that picture of himself and he saw how disgusting his belly looked to him, every single time his phone rang, every time a text message came in, every time he checked his email on his phone, there was that picture, which was a reminder of what he didn't want to be, and that it was a reminder of eat healthy today, try a salad today, no candy bars today, forget the Coke, have some water. So he made simple changes by simply having a reminder. Reminders are important. So if you heard that tip last week and you did not implement it, don't even call. Don't even try to get coached tonight. I'm looking for the ones that are working. I'm looking for those who actually followed directions, meaning you printed out the PDF file. You actually answered the questions that were in the PDF file that helped you to design your life. You actually figured out exactly how much money you want to make this year. You actually plotted out a plan about what you're willing to do to make that happen. Those are the only ones that I want to work with tonight. Why? Because we have a philosophy around here. We're going to work where we are deserved, not needed. Because if you've actually taken those steps, you've gone through a psychological process of being all in on the goals that you want to achieve. If you are not all in on the goals that you want to achieve in 2011, why in the world would I spend any of my time to help you achieve something that you are not all in for? If you don't believe, then you won't take the steps and make the plan. And if you don't believe, I certainly can't make you believe. That is a choice that you have to make yourself. And so if you are doing your part, let's put it this way. You're carrying your 50 bricks. I'm carrying mine. Together, we're going to carry the entire load. You do not have to become successful all on your own. To be honest with you, success is always a team effort. I am certainly not here because I was the only one that knew how to do everything. No way. I have an entire team of people that I've worked with for years and years and years who make all of this possible. People in California, people right here in Texas, my husband who built the entire website. Jerry back in California that's managing the conference call right now. Jen, who's going to be managing the callers. I mean, this is a team effort, not to mention Jackie, who did the intros. So this is a team effort, and it's going to take a team effort for you to be able to achieve the things that are on your list of goals right now, okay? So don't even call the number if you did not take advantage of the last two calls, and if you didn't follow the directions of the last two calls, then, if you got off those last two calls and went, oh, that was pretty good. I'm not looking for that. I don't need any more fans. I don't know if you checked Facebook recently, but there's 22,000 of us. We don't need any more fans. We're looking for those who want to become outrageously successful in 2011, and that is going to require work and following directions. It is not going to require hype or motivation. It's going to be you and I coming together, and I'll give you the strategy to help me make millions. I'll give you the strategies that help other people make millions. I'll give you the strategies my clients have used to dig themselves out of a pit and a rut to get on top financially to where they're no longer struggling and strangled by debt and finances, but they have figured out how to follow some simple instructions and follow a simple plan. So that is who I'm looking for. If you're the looky-loo listening here for the first time, you can hang up. You probably won't get anything out of the call anyway. But if you are somebody that must change, you are somebody that has to change, you are somebody that will follow directions and change, then you're the only one that I want to talk to tonight. So I'm going to only have time for a few. For the rest of you, if somehow, you fell off the wagon, somehow, you screwed up, that's okay. You still can listen, and you can still take the advice that I'll be giving to other people, and you can use that advice for your betterment of your future and your family's future. So you want to take some really good notes. You want to pay attention. You're being able to eavesdrop in on some coaching, some consulting, or what have you. I have no idea what the questions are going to be tonight. Whatever they are, I'm going to handle them head on. And if I don't know the answer, I'll tell you. Clearly, I will tell you. Okay, so let me give you the phone number if you're ready. Right quickly, the phone number to call me right now is 917-932-8922. Again, that is 917-932-8922. You are calling that phone number to get your free coaching. We're going to do it right here on this teleseminar, right here on this webcast. You just simply pick up the phone, dial 917-932-8922. Now you might be going, oh crap, how do I do this? When you call that number, you still will be able to hear all that is being coached. So even if you try to, don't try to three-way it in, but if you just flash, if you're listening in on the teleseminar right now, you can go ahead and flash and just don't pick it up over. Your call, Jen is going to take your call right now. We're going to take them in the order that we received, and she's going to find out your name and where you're calling from. Give her that information quickly. Tell her what your question is, and we will go ahead and put you right into the queue. Again, that phone number is 917-932-8922. It's a first-come, first-served basis, 917-932-8922. Okay, so we talked about goals. We talked about how to achieve them. What I'm looking for with you is, okay, how you doing on that? What needs to be improved? What skill sets do you need to be able to help yourself get to the next level? That's what it is that we're going to work on right here today. Okay, so we've got a whole bunch of people calling in right now. And if, by the way, you wind up in the queue and your question was already answered, if I started working with Mark and Mark had the same exact question you had, then if I answer it, you just go ahead and hang up and continue, or you can continue to listen in because we can handle plenty of lines. You go ahead and continue to listen in, but you can remove yourself from that queue, or just go ahead and hang up and just continue to listen on the webcast so we can let somebody else ask a different question. While we're waiting for these calls to be answered, okay, I'm not giving out the phone number anymore. While we're waiting for these calls to get answered as they're coming in right now, let me go ahead and direct you to a couple of things. One of the things, again, that we talked about was the PDF file, right? We talked about a PDF file that was available to you to use to be able to kind of plan out all of your goals. Well, that particular PDF file, hopefully you filled that out. It helps you to design everything that you're looking for. Again, that's on the website. All right, I'm ready to take my very first caller in right now. We have Charlene Helms. Charlene, welcome to the call.
Hi.
You were first, girl.
I am just so excited to be here. I'm going to get right into my question because it's kind of a long, okay? I was a nurse for 15 years. That's all I know how to do is be a nurse and a mommy because that's all I've ever done. I got lupus. Can't do it anymore. So I started manufacturing my own organic bath and body products and soap and laundry detergent because I have lupus, I can't come in contact with a lot of the chemicals.
Okay. So Charlene, what is your question?
Okay, that's what I'm getting to. I have no idea how to market this or how to set up get people, because I have a great product. I just don't know how to get it out there and show everybody that I have a great product.
Yeah. Okay. That is a great question. That really is, because you know what? There's lots of great ideas out there, but the bottom line is a great idea without marketing pretty much just sits in someone's garage. And so what's important is, hold on one second. Hold on. Okay. Sorry, typing there real quick. Okay, so Charlene, I'm excited for you, number one, that you just didn't allow yourself to die in the bad news of your health. So awesome, phenomenal job. So yeah, you had a challenge in your health. So you said, fine, obviously, my family is important to me, and work is nearly choking me out. So I'm going to find a different way to be able to succeed. So I'm very, very proud of you that you, started to look for a different avenue. That's an awesome job. If you have never marketed anything before, you absolutely clearly need to put your focus more on learning how to market than you need to do on anything else. Because that great product that you have, if you keep focusing on trying to redevelop and develop and mess with the packaging and the smells and creating more and more stuff, all you're going to do is put yourself further and further in debt. So it's very, very important that you put your focus on learning sales and marketing. And you learn how to present your product in such a way that causes people to not only say, yes, I want it, but causes people to tell other people about it. You see, people are never loyal to products, but they're loyal to people. And I don't care how great your Bath & Body products smell, that those are not going to sell themselves. They need somebody behind them telling other people about them. And there's lots of different ways to be able to do that. My gosh, we have so many different mediums through the internet and things of that nature. And so let me ask you this. How did you find out about DannyJohnson.com?
I saw you on the 700 Club.
Oh, my gosh. So that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I just happened to see it not too long ago. I mean, like, I just got on your website a week ago. And I was like, man, this woman's freaking awesome. I mean, that's kind of how I am. I'm like, okay, I had a crap storm happen in my life. It's time to step up and move on. You can't just stay there,
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm really proud of you. I really am. So you've been here for 1 week, okay? So let me direct you to a few places, okay? First of all, if you are absolutely deadly serious, Charlene, and I want you to ask yourself this question, okay? So you got a product. You don't know how to market it, all right? Other people, not in that situation, meaning they don't have a product and they don't know how to market. So that would be like worse. But you are in a situation where at least you've got something and you have a desire, you can hear it in your voice, you're excited about what you have, but you, again, are lacking the skill of being able to market that particular product. So it's up to you whether or not you want to go fast or slow, Charlene, and that is truly your choice. When you come to the place where you say, come hell or high water, I must succeed, then you have to start making choices of this. Do I want to do it fast or do I want to do it slow? I actually had a client of mine who actually did something very similar to you. She was a mother of 11 children. Her husband was in the military and gone most of the time. She pretty much was almost a single mother to these 11 children. She actually started a little soap business right out of her garage, and she did not know how to market as well. Well, check this out. This young lady of 11 children, plus being a grandmother, working right out of her garage, she actually plugged into a live two-day event. Now, she was one of those that wanted to learn fast. She wasn't one of those that wanted to learn slow. So the slow road to China would be, okay, go to our website. There's lots of free information on there, and yes, you can learn from what is free. However, there's nothing like coming and spending two solid days in front of being trained on how to strategically market in this economy, learning strategies and skills of dealing with the public and learning how to become the number one recommended person at what you do. Also learning how to get other people telling other people about you. So it's not only how do you become the number one recommended person, but it's more of how can you mobilize other people to get out there and tell everyone they know about your bath and body products. How can you do that? That takes strategy, and that's what I had learned when I was a homeless woman. I figured out how to mobilize some people to get others telling everyone they knew about the service that I provided for them, okay? And that was like a simple weight loss type of a service. But see, it was more than just the product. It was more about the relationship that I strategically built with those clients. And so there are some very key factors in doing that strategically. Just like, for example, Issa. She's my spiritual daughter. She's a musician. You know, and come on, think about competition. You know, music field, major competition. Like how many thousands of people are in that business? How many thousands of people are trying to get into that business? How many thousands of people are still in their garages not getting into that business? Well, she learned a very strategic way, and it's called the core rapport methodology. And again, you can go fast or slow, girl. It's totally up to you. You can go slow with trying to find out that information on the website, which you can. But you might be here, you know, a year before you actually get it implemented, or you can put yourself through those 2 days, just like Issa did, just like Monica did. Monica made $60,000 extra dollars in her soap business, paid off $28,000 worth of debt in that same year. Okay, this woman has 11 children. There's no excuse for any of us, okay? So if Monica learned how to market her soap out of her garage, then you can certainly learn how to market yours as well. And I'm telling you, she was more of a more quiet, more reserved person. You got one bubbly personality, girl. So really, it's just about grabbing onto this strategy. So it's up to you. You want to go to the site, you can listen to some calls that show you the beginning steps of marketing, and you can, you know, learn those in one-hour doses, or you can put yourself on a fast track. Meet me in Los Angeles, California. That would be this weekend. This weekend in Los Angeles, and you're the one that said it. Man, I just turn on, you know, I turn this on. I found your website. It was a week ago. This has to be for some reason. I think I know what the reason is. Come out and join us. It's 100% money-back guarantee, so at least learn about it. Okay, it's called First Steps to Success. Click on the link that says events. Click on the link that says events, and you will absolutely be floored. Also, watch the testimonials there, because, again, this isn't about hype. This isn't some motivational thing. This isn't some kind of, you know, rah-rah session. This is like strategy step by step. You're going to have a path in front of you about how to market that soap. I want you to come up to me, by the way. Come up to me on a break and say, I did it. I'm here. Here's my soap. I want to smell this stuff, by the way. So anyway, thank you so much for calling in, Charlene. We appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you being one of those businesses that just outrageously succeeds this year. Okay, going off to caller number two, and we have got Regina out of North Carolina. Regina, welcome to the call.
Hey, Danny, it's Regina. Thanks a lot. And I'm in South Carolina, sweetie.
South Carolina, sorry.
And I just came from there. Okay.
I just came from there. It's cold in South Carolina. That's all I got to say. That place is cold.
Oh,
terrible.
Your grandbabies are so darling. I saw the pictures. They are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. They got a beautiful mother. she yeah. It's kind of hard to come from a mama like that and not be cute. But anyway, what can I do? It looks like you're new to a business, and you're not getting some good, solid training from the person that's supposed to be teaching you.
That's right.
Is that correct?
I'm getting good solid training from you.
And
I'm getting
good
solid training from I'm getting good solid training from my mentor. But
good.
My problem is, Danny, my support group locally, like in my home, is not supporting me to the point they get stressed out and they will tell me I'm not going to succeed because, you know, I won't succeed or I'll succeed when pigs fly. And that hurts me. And how do I get over that, Danny?
Well, you know, you got to do the next time you're around and you go, hey, did you see that? I saw a pig flying. I'm kind of kidding. But honestly, Regina, this happens to all of us. This happens to all of us. And it is part of the path of succeeding. Now, I got another question for you. Even when you weren't trying to succeed, did you ever have somebody that spoke negatively about something that you wanted to do?
Yeah.
So this isn't just because you're in a business now, right?
No, not really, no.
Right. So meaning the same people have been negative about other things, right?
Yes.
Then whose problem really is it?
Theirs.
It's their problem. So, but what happens when you make their problem your problem? Now there is a problem. So the truth is that you can use this current set of circumstances to strengthen you and build your resolve, or you can use it to tear you down. The bottom line is the numbers are real, Regina. 98% of the population is dead or dead broke by the age of 65. You have to make a decision whether you want to be a 98%er like them or you want to be a 2%er, which is the place you want to go. And that is going to require a price to pay, Regina. It's going to require a price to pay. And what is the price that will be paid? It will be that you make conscious decisions to do one of two things. One, that you must plug yourself into a community of people that are like-minded. You must do that. Adeline is an amazing woman who has really shocked me. And the reason why she has shocked me is because she had such a mess all over her life. If you haven't heard the story, gosh, over 150 pounds overweight. over $90,000 in debt. Totally suspended from her job, not once, but twice with no pay. A marriage that was failing, and a son who was suicidally depressed and 50 pounds overweight. Her whole life was a mess, and she was the most negative person that she knew. The thing that she says, I interviewed her recently on my radio show. She's lost 135 pounds. She's paid off $80,000 worth of debt. She went from batting zeros on her job. She's in sales. Or she works for a very well-known telecommunications company. And she went from zeros to $7,000 days. Her son lost 50 pounds. Her marriage was completely restored. Her bosses now fight over her. She got promoted in her job and paid off over $80,000 worth of debt. Her entire life has been transformed because she made a decision to pull away from the existing putrid place. And she did so on a monthly basis, Regina, plugging into First Steps to Success, getting around that community of like-minded individuals. And then she would bring home with her the audios. She would listen and cleave to the messages that were being spoken over her life, and she would follow step by step what he was saying. And so rather than hanging out with a bunch of negative people, you know, at home all the time and just, you know, in the same kind of crowd all the time, she pulled away from that negativity and for hours a day began to train herself to believe that pigs could fly. You know what I mean by that. So you're going to have to make a choice. And the choice is if you're going to believe the message that the 98%ers are selling you, or you will realize that, wow, it has nothing to do with the fact that I went into business for myself. It has everything to do with that is those people's problem. They are negative. So it means you spend less time with the negative ones. You pull aside and you put yourself in a community of people who are like-minded, going in the same direction of success that you are, you know, pigs that are flying, and you also supplement that on a daily basis. I had to do this when I was homeless. In fact, my head was so jacked up and my mind used to play tricks on myself throughout the whole day. You loser, you failure, you're never going to be anything, you're never going anywhere, and you're always going to fail, and no one likes you, and you're just a reject. You might as well just end your life. I had to play audios 24/7 because my mind was so evil to myself. My mind was so negative all the time, just repeating all the negative things that were ever spoken over me, that it took listening for 24 hours, 7 days a week for several years before that stuff got cleaned out of me. And I began to believe that anything was possible. And I began to believe things about other people that were positive versus everyone's trying to hurt me and screw me over and mess me over and betray me. But instead, I began to walk in the direction of who I wanted to be versus always hanging out with the people I did not want to be around. So that is your choice, and it's up to you. I hope to see you real soon, and you better be plugging into this community. Going to the third caller, we've got Jean Wagner from Georgia. Jean, welcome to the show, or to the call.
Jenny.
Hello, Jean, are you there?
Mrs. Johnson, thank you so very much. This is so ironic. Your last call, similar but not complete, and I'll make it quick because I know you have so many people that want to speak with you, and I thank you for taking my call. I am in a business that I just maybe a few months ago became a part of, and to be in this business, you have to be sponsored. And the sponsor that I'm under lives in another state, and the basic training that you're supposed to receive from your sponsor I have not, as of this day, received, and it does not look any time soon that I will. My question mm-hmm. to you, Mrs. Johnson, is this. I am at the point where I would reinvest back into this business, which I did my research and was informed that you would have to pay as if you're just starting, and then you would be under another sponsor, either one that you've selected or whichever that they decide to put me under. I have been listening to a number of sponsors, and I'm looking for one, as you did say, God bless you for saying it, those that are like-minded as you and want to achieve and does not want to ostracize but bring everybody together and give them the same playing field so they can just go. Should I? Is it wise? I'm looking for you to confirm or tell me. No, Betty, it is not.
Sure. Okay, I have a strong answer for you, and I have an answer that's rooted in 22 years in business experience.
Okay.
let me ask you a question. Jean?
Yes.
How much money do you want to make?
I want to make enough money for not only that, my life, my family life, and those.
Jean, that's not specific. We're going to go back and answer the question again. Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. How much will you make this year?
This year? My
What's
goal
the number?
I have set in number figures is I'm looking to make $100,000 this year. That is my goal.
Okay, to make $100,000, okay. And how serious are you about making an extra $100,000 this year?
Oh, I'm very serious.
Tell me why.
Why? Because not only my personal needs, family needs, but I have a goal set before me, and that is to help others, and I admire you that you're in the position that you allowed the Lord to put you in that position to do that. That's where my heart really is. I want to help others. I cry when I see I can't help others. That's
right,
Danny.
Right. Me too. Me too. Because even in the amount that we give, there's still so much more need out there that you know, we don't have enough to give for. No matter how much money you make, there's always more need than there is money that we will see. Okay, so you want to make $100,000, and you are deadly serious about doing that. How many hours a week are you willing to work to do that?
As long as it takes me. I am not working. I have the free open time.
Okay.
Of filling the needs of my husband. Outside of that, there's nothing that has a domain over me outside of God.
Okay. So I'm going to ask the question again. You are now in business. What are your store hours?
My business is from morning until in the evening. If I'm
okay,
not...
so let me ask you this. So JCPenney's has a sign on their door, and the sign on their door says what their hours are. What are your hours?
My hours would be from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m.
Okay. Number one, that's way too many hours, and your store does not need to be open that long at all.
Ooh.
Not at all. You don't need to be putting any more than 40 hours a week into the business model that you have, number one.
Okay.
Number two, I started off as a homeless woman with nobody to help me. I had a reputation of a whore and a tramp. I had no money, no phone, no reputation, no authority, no nothing. And there was no one around me. So I'm going to answer this question two ways. Number one, not only do I strongly recommend that you do not re-sponsor into someone else, I'm going to tell you don't dare do it. And if you want to do it, you will not work with us. You will vacate the premises of DannyJohnson.com if you choose to go re-sponsor with someone else. And whoever it is that even put the idea in your head, whoever it is that even told you that it was an option, I would stay very far away from that person. That's the first thing I'm going to say. Your business needs to be a business, and you don't realize this yet, but your business needs to be a business based on integrity. And the person that got you started in your business is in no way required to give you anything but access to the company, give you your ID number, and a phone number where you can call the company directly to order your products and services and to find out what your paycheck is. That's the only thing they are required to do. I have watched many through the years get started in a business model like yours who had all the help in the world from a perfect sponsor, and they did nothing with their business. I have also watched people like myself who had no help at all, zero, go out and make millions. So the truth is, this is up to the individual, and that's why I asked you, Jean, how much money do you want to make? I think your goal is incredibly admirable, and I think it is doable. Now, the thing that we have that we can work together on is we've got this website that is free that has step-by-step what you're supposed to do. You truly don't even need the person who doesn't probably even know what they're supposed to do or show you how to do it. And so our whole site was set up 7 years ago for people just like you to say it's okay. Whoever that person is and what they are or are not doing does not matter. There is already a community of like-minded individuals that come together on a weekly basis, that get training calls, that take advantage of a free website where it shows you step-by-step how to build your business model. So, Jean, gosh, you don't strike me as the kind of person that wants somebody to hold your hand.
Oh, no, I don't. But the thing is, there's an upline and downline, and everyone...
Okay, but listen to me, Jane.
They're individuals.
Jane?
You're paid upline and downline. If I don't know what the upline is, then I don't get paid.
Yes, you do. You don't get paid according to your upline. You only get paid according to who you have brought into that business. That's how you get paid.
They told me wrong.
You don't get paid based on what your upline does. Your upline can quit, fall off the face of the planet. It makes no difference. You want to thank them for giving you the opportunity to get started, but that's all you need. Now it's up to you to get yourself educated so you can become the professional that basically womps right over for what they didn't do.
Okay.
And so you're not limited by who is above you at all.
Okay.
You're limited by how what you think about who's above you.
Okay.
So if you want to put, like, pull off all the stops, honey, I'm your sponsor.
All right.
Okay,
and
I'm your sponsor.
That's what I have been doing. I have been reading the emails. I've been following everything.
Mm-hmm.
You have been, by the grace of God, the source where I have been leaning on. But what bothered me, it you know, that didn't bother that they did not give me the full information. It's the fact that I must have been told incorrectly because they said whatever the upline is, you get those dollars as well.
No. It's not how the systems work. It's not how
okay.
the systems work, and you don't get paid from them. You get paid by the company. So you can simply, if you want to learn how the compensation plan works,
uh-huh.
to be honest with you, you seem the kind of like the kind of woman that wants to get it directly from the horse's mouth anyway, right?
Absolutely.
So you dial that 800 number, you call the company, you spend a little bit of time with the marketing department, they will show you how to do it. Okay, you want to learn about the product, you call the company. You don't even need to mess with whoever is around over there. The truth is you want to become a professional. You said you want to make $100,000 in 2011. That's a professional level of income. Therefore, we have to move forward as a professional. So the best thing you can do is get yourself trained. Get yourself trained. Invest into your education so you can make $100,000, okay? If we were to think about all the professions that are out there that make $100,000 a year, how much did it cost them to learn how to make $100,000 a year? It cost them a lot. If it's a doctor, it cost them 10 years and $200,000. If it's a dentist, it cost them 6 years and $200,000 to learn how to make a six-figure income. You want to make a six-figure income, and honestly, the most powerful business model that is out there, the most powerful business model is the one that you are in, and if you want to make $100,000, that's a professional level of income. So if that's the case and you're serious about it, then you'll be with me in Los Angeles on the 28th, actually, which is this Friday, because that is a boot camp straight start to finish. How are you going to build your home-based business as a professional? Step by step by step. In fact, June, when you're there, I will pull your butt up with me on stage and go, okay, Jane, step one, step two, step three. This is how you do it. Now practice this with me, and let me watch you do it. I am going to grab you by the hand and show you all the way through the entire system of building it like a pro, and it doesn't matter who's your upline, sideline, or who's even what company you're in. That doesn't even make a difference. What makes a difference is what Jean decides to do with her business model. And you got questions about the company? Call the company. You don't need to call somebody above line. Call the company, find out directly. Use the company for what it has. Product, paycheck. That's all you need from them. Now let's go build a real business. Dean, I appreciate you. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate your goal. And let's make it happen together this year. Okay. I almost went into my whole radio thing right there. That's really funny. Okay. Let's take a pause right here. I'm going to answer a couple more questions, but here's what I want to do. This is what I want to do, and I don't think I can do that. Yes. You know what? I want you to hear from some people, and we're going to take a couple more questions after that. In fact, I got a real good question here about handling objections. I'm going to take that one as well. You know what? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take some notes right now as I bring a couple of people on with me. I want you to take some notes about some things that they did to help 2010 be the year that it was for them. Okay? I want you to hear that right now. And, Jen, I don't know. Yes, I guess I can. Yep, I just did. Stuart Lynn, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Stuart, say hello.
Hello.
Stuart's still muted. Never mind, because I can't hear Stuart. Okay, let me see if I can hear Ryan.
Hi.
Say hello.
Hi, Danny.
Ryan's saying hello. Jen, I can't hear anybody. So
I'm here.
Don't know what that reason is, and Jen is actually screening a call. So let me try this.
Can you hear me now?
There? I can hear Stuart. Is that Stuart or Ryan?
Can you hear me now?
Ryan, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, I'm so proud of you. I was talking about you today, in fact. I talk about you often because it's really just been a beautiful thing to watch you this year. Why don't you go ahead and share, as we take a quick pause on some of the questions, because you really struggled in a lot of areas. You struggled in the finances. You struggled because you hated your boss. You struggled at major, major debt issues and all that kind of stuff. Can you share real quickly what were some of the things that you did and how you turned your whole financial life around? And again, take notes on what Ryan is saying, because this is such a profound man who's done some profound things, and he's living proof that you can make a decision of what the kind of money that you want to make, and you can go after it when there's no proof that it's actually going to happen, and he actually made it happen. So, Ryan, go ahead and share real quick.
Thank you, Danny. I am absolutely honored to be on this conference call with you tonight and sharing my story, because the stuff that you have taught me has been absolutely revolutionizing, and I'm so grateful. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Prior to getting started with DannyJohnson.com, I was broke. I was homeless, almost homeless, and I felt hopeless. I was so depressed that I didn't think there was any way out of my struggle. I ended up getting out of the Marine Corps just about 3 months before I went to my first event. And I actually went into over $1 million in debt, because I was not obedient with my finances at all, and I made some bad decisions. So I came to an event. I learned some information. I went out into the marketplace after being beat up. I was so down that my own mother had to lend me money to pay my rent. That's how bad it was. And I went into corporate America, and I got a job against my own will by being obedient. I went and got a job in corporate America and applied the skills I learned at DannyJohnson.com and went out and increased my income from nothing to over $110,000 in 1 year. And just last week, I got another $18,000 raise on top of that.
What?
Yes, ma'am. So today I make over $130,000 a year because of what Danny has taught me. So I'm telling you guys, if you're on this call, I don't care what your excuses are. I am so sick and tired of people that are apathetic, that are weak-minded, that say, "Oh, I don't want to go to the seminar because I don't want to pay for it." That's bull. Y'all need to go online right now and register for the event, because if you don't, you're going to fail.
Yep. And that's exactly what Ryan was doing. He was failing. And so, gosh, give me a break, man, a little over, you know, to go from 38,000, which was promised when he got this position, to 110, to now busting into, now coming into the second year and getting an $18,000 raise in this economy. You have to give me a break. He used some very specific strategies about talking to people and mobilizing people, some of the things I was talking to Charlene about earlier. Okay, let's go back over to the phones, and let's go ahead and see what some other questions that we have as we're getting ready to wrap up this call. Right here, hold on a second, that is Carol. Carol, welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you. I've already been speaking with you.
Carol Bills from New Jersey?
Right. Yeah. So I was waiting. I've already had my turn.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember answering your question. Are you sure this is Danny Johnson? You had a question about getting people to the point of a purchase and then getting a money objection?
Yeah. Well, then the money comes. I thought you were – okay.
You thought I was Jenny.
The objection comes when – the credit card supposedly is not adequate. In other words,
they get a decline.
The credit card is not adequate. Or in another case, it was the debit card. Well, the debit card actually worked, but they get to that point. I think they're probably not being truthful, or a credit card really has maxed out. I don't know.
Okay. How long have you been working your particular business?
Well, almost a year.
Okay. And Carol, how many people have you brought through your presentation?
I haven't really kept a count, but I would say probably 100.
Okay. First of all, from this day forward, Carol, are you serious about making money with your business?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And how much money will you make this year with your business?
How much money will I make?
Yeah.
I was hoping to make at least $80,000.
$80,000. Okay. How much did you make last year with your business?
I didn't make anything last year. I only made it this year.
Okay. Okay. So you want to make $80,000.
Right.
And you have brought 100 people, you think, not quite sure, that you've brought through the entire presentation.
Yeah, I could go over and get the figures. I have it all online. But
I'm so proud of you, yeah, because you definitely need to track everything moving forward. Do you know what I mean? Moving forward, you want to track how many people that you've actually talked to, how many out of those have actually gone through the presentation, and out of those that have gone through the presentation, what was their response? How many out of 10 say yes?
Okay, I would be more like how many out of 30 said yes.
Okay, so you get 1 out of 30?
About that, yeah.
Okay, so your numbers are 1 out of 30. All right, now guess what? Carol, that's really good. You might feel like that's really bad, but at least you can get somebody to say yes. And so now what it is you want to focus on improving your closing ratios, your conversion ratios. And so that's an area of focus to have. But I will tell you this, if you spent 1 year working in business and you've only had 100 people go through the presentation, that's a very, 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 very part-time effort. That's about a 2 to 3 hour a week work effort in a business. So to make $80,000, you definitely going to have to bring a whole lot more people through that system than 100 people.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of need to step it up a notch. Are you full-time or part-time?
I've been working full-time with part-time results.
Right. So now what it is, okay, now what it is that you want to hone in on some very specific skills. So when you come across an objection, all right, you want to have an answer for the objection. And if you would like to have verbatim, verbiage, you know, word for word, what do you say when somebody says, I don't have the money? What process do you use to bring them around to the other side? And so let me ask you one more question. Carol, out of the people who give you objections, okay, out of 10, how many say, I don't have the money?
10.
10 out of 10 are saying, I don't have the money. Okay?
So that
would be the biggest thing that you focus on right now is how to handle that objection. And so let me go ahead and help you handle that objection. First of all, we have a script. We have it completely scripted out perfectly. So you don't even have to think. All you have to do is read. Makes it really easy, okay? So, and that is in, if you go over to DannyJohnson.com, you're going to find some script books. If you go under, if you click on product, actually click on home business. If you click on home business, under the product section, okay, so I'm sorry, let's go back. DannyJohnson.com, click on product. Okay, and there it says home business or everyday life or something like that. Okay, so click on home business products, and you'll come across two script books. The blue script book, okay, it's called the script book supplemental, has word for word how you handle the money objection. So what you will do when somebody gives you that money objection is that now you will have an answer for that money objection. There's two things that you have to realize about closing and especially handling the money objection. First of all, is that there's been many people who struggled really, really bad. In fact, the man who introduced me tonight got that money objection a lot and didn't know how to handle that objection, and now he can handle that objection. So all it is learning the skill of handling the money objection. So in learning that skill, one, you have to realize that closing and handling objections is nothing but a game of posture. That's all it is. So if you begin to get nervous when someone gives you that objection, you've totally lost the deal. But if you maintain your belief that what you have is the only answer for that prospect, now you have a shot at winning this person into your program. But if you crumble and you get nervous and you get fearful and your voice begins to crack, then you lost the deal altogether. I don't care how – you can't even give it away for free at that point because your posture basically got wormy on you. And so record yourself the next time you go to close somebody. The other thing is that you want – the first thing I started with was you want to have it scripted out. And so don't try to create the words on your own. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. We've already got it totally done. All you got to do is read. But when you read that script of handling the rejections, you must remain with that posture that you know that you know that you know that you will make $80,000 this year and that you will help somebody else make $80,000 this year. And it could be the person that's right there whose credit card was just declined. If someone's card was declined, how much more do they need the opportunity to change their financial future? They need it more than you do if their card was declined. And so when you stand firm, knowing that you know that this is the only shot this person has at changing their financial future, then you will stand firm in that, reading what that script says and handling that objection to the point where they say, okay, you're right here. I have another credit card, or, okay, yes, I need to get started. The other thing that you want to do is you want to tell lots and lots of stories. Ryan Madding's story is absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. He just finished telling you that he had no money, that his mother had to pay his rent. Okay? He didn't have money to even take care of himself. He was $1 million in debt, about to declare bankruptcy. Okay? He was a financial disaster. And he found the money. He knew that if he didn't fix his situation, that he would wind up staying broke, and that just wasn't an option for him. And so what I would do, Carol, in this situation is I would say, hey, listen, you know, I'm sorry to hear what's going on, and you kind of sound like this guy Ryan that I met tonight. Yeah, this guy just came, he came back from Iraq. He was $1 million in debt. His mom had to pay his rent. I mean, he really was struggling financially, and he felt hopeless about his situation. But he found the money. Whether he borrowed it from his mom, borrowed it from several different friends, went into debt for it, but he went to the First Steps to Success in Los Angeles, California. Out of coming out of that event, he was able to go out and interview for something that in 5 minutes he landed a position paying him $38,000, but he never made the $38,000. No, he made $110,000 instead. And then already coming into his second year, he now got an $18,000 raise in this bad economy. He had no money. If he had not found the money to change his life, he still would be broke living on somebody else's couch and having mama pay his bills. So that's what you do. You want to tell stories. You want to feed yourself stories so that you got stories to sell. You got stories to tell people because they need to step up and do something to change their own life. So facts tell, stories sell. Read the script that is in there about handling the money objection. Do what it takes to make it happen and make it happen right so that you can succeed, but more importantly, that you can help that guy that is on that couch who can't pay his bills, that your posture stands strong enough to where you're not going to falter. You're not going to falter on him to where he goes, well, I could tell, man, this person has something that I need. That is very, very important. You can hear that even in Ryan's story tonight, where his posture is so strong. He's like, come on, man. I was broke. I'm not anymore. Hello. You can really hear it that he believes, and that's what it is that you got to get. And by the way, do whatever it takes to get strong conviction. Pay whatever the price is to get that level of belief to where your belief is strong enough to carry the other person on the other end of the phone that doesn't have the money. That your belief is strong enough that you know that you know that you know that they must get started with you so that their financial future is looking better. Pay whatever the price is to get that conviction. Pay whatever the price is to get your mind in that very place where your posture is strong and it's unmovable. When you get there, now everybody will want to work with you, and people will be chasing you down versus running from you and not returning your phone calls. Carol, I really appreciate you asking that question. Lots of people have that question Again, the website has the information. You can get the script. You just read it word for word. Number two, you've got to pay whatever the price is to get that level of conviction and belief. And do not let your posture waver. Do not get fearful. Don't let your voice crack. None of that kind of stuff. You stay strong in reading what that script is, and you will begin to see the tables tip. To the tune of, I had a woman 5 years ago who had come to me. She was zero for 3,000. She made 3,000 calls, did not get one person signed up with her product, not a single person. When I met her, I thought, oh, this is beyond my skill set. It's going to take a miracle for her life to change. Well, she was diligent, man. I mean, she was diligent. She followed everything I told her to do. Been to 20-plus first steps to events. She has done everything. I mean, everything to a T, following it line by line by line by line, reading everything exactly how I told her to read it. Well, she got herself to the point within that same year having a 90% closing ratio. And even when she would purchase old, dead, stale, stinky leads, had a 50% closing ratio with leads that were a year old. That is skill. And so don't feel bad for 1 minute that you're one out of 30. Don't feel bad for 1 minute that you made nothing your first year. Most businesses don't make money for the first 5 years. And I'm talking about businesses that cost $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 versus whatever your business costs you, a few hundred bucks or a couple thousand bucks. First year, that was your rookie year. Now it's time to turn it up a notch and become a professional at what you're doing and do what pros do to become professionals. They invest into themselves and they grow in their skill and their specialized knowledge and they get darn good at what it is that they do. So, having said all that, here's the deal, my friend. Listen, if any of you are in a home-based business, if you are in some kind of a home-based business and you're out there just trying to wing it, don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. If you've got a business, you owe it to yourself to learn how to become a pro. If you got up the courage to embark on a new adventure of being in business for yourself, don't torture yourself by winging it. Don't torture yourself by going a slow way. Don't torture yourself by making more mistakes than you need to. You're only going to frustrate yourself and then eventually quit. What I love about Carol is that you had been in for a year, hadn't yet, you know, moved yourself into that professional place yet. Well, this is that time. So don't take a year before you do that. I've encountered so many people who've been feeding off of our website and feeding off of free calls like this and, you know, looking at the videos and reading some of the articles that and they've been there for 4 years. It's like, hello, honey. Get off of the ninny. Take the pacifier out of your mouth, and it's time to join a community of people who are making things happen. It is time to take your first step to getting yourself groomed to be a pro in your business. That's the next step. So if you're in a home business and you're not with me on the 28th of this month, oh my gosh, I feel so sorry for you. I really do. I feel bad. Because honestly, we will create a whole slew of brand new stories of people just breaking records, people going from nothing to a whole lot of something, people's debts that are totally getting annihilated, people's finances, their bank accounts are growing, and you'll be sitting on the sidelines still going, oh, I wish I would have. I wish I should have. Man, come on. Listen, I told you that the only ones I wanted to work with are the ones that were actually following directions. I want to thank Charlene, Regina, Jean, and Carol. Ryan, also, for calling in and sharing his story. I also want to tell you that this is your time. 2011 is your year. This is your shot. You got to give it everything you got. Don't be stupid. Don't be like 98% of the population is waiting for first steps to come to Kansas. It ain't coming to Kansas. Waiting for first steps to come to the South. It's not. Waiting for first steps to come to Canada. I'm sorry. People are coming from all over the world, and yet there's some yahoos in Los Angeles saying, but that's a two-hour drive. Talk to the guy who's coming from London, who's got a 20-hour flight. Talk to the gal who's coming from Australia, who has to come back in time to get to Los Angeles. Listen, if you've been on the sidelines for a long time, I'm telling you to get off the bench. Get on with the team. Come join this team of like-minded people who are all moving forward collectively at the same time. You don't have to be alone. There's a group that are moving forward. This is your shot. First steps to success. The price is going to go up in 2 days. So if you want a shot at getting $1,100 off of that ticket, tonight is your night. Go right now. Follow me over here right now. Follow me over to DannyJohnson.com. And again, this is, and hey, you listen, I can see you. You're getting bored. You want to hang up the phone. So sad for you. My husband said something today that was really amazing. He goes, man, I feel so bad for those people who like came to your website once and never came back. How sad. How terrible that would be if that actually happened to somebody. I mean, what an awful, awful thing if that actually happened to somebody. Well, here's the deal. Go to DannyJohnson.com. You're not going to be one of those people that come to a website once and then just go, I don't think it's for me. Okay, look, click on events. Okay, just actually put the mouse over events, all right, and you'll see a drop-down bar. It says First Step Success Los Angeles, and it says Home Business Entrepreneur Workshop Los Angeles. If you're in a home business, that is where you need to be. You want to, you know, go down to the second one where it says Home Business Entrepreneur Workshop. We're going to work you over all day Friday. You're going to walk away with a direct path right in front of you, and there will be no question in your mind about what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to do it. It'll be A, B, C, crystal clear. No more confusion. No more frustration. You're going to know. You're just like I'm going to hand you a recipe. You're going to have it in your hand. You're going to learn advanced strategies on how the professionals have built it. How do you make millions of dollars? Okay, and if you don't want to make millions, then just, you know, decrease it to how much you want to make. Bottom line, it's all the same strategies to make a little or a lot. You just do more of the same thing. So the Home Business Entrepreneurs Workshop, I'm going to give all of the secrets of how I built an enormous organization that still to this day has been paying us a crazy amount of money, and we haven't worked that particular model in 11 years. So if you're in a home business and you want the confusion to clear up, you want the secrets for 2011, you want to advance your skill, you want to get a raise in that business, you'll be with me on the 28th, okay? If, however, you want to get a guaranteed raise for this month, you want to close out January, then you want to be at that Home Business Entrepreneur Workshop with about 4 to 5 brand new people. If you have 4 to 5 brand new people at that event with you, let's do the math together. This is not difficult. And this also goes for you that if you are actually running a company, if you're running a business, you've got a retail store, you're like Stuart who has an engineering firm, you're like Marty who has a construction firm, you're like Tammy who owns a real estate business. If you have a business and you want that business to grow, First Steps to Success is where you're going to have that business grow. Now, how does that work? Because of this. The bottom line is it is the public, it's people that purchase your products and services. If your team or your employees create a negative environment for the public, then those customers will go do business some other place. Or if your team, your associates, or your employees, if these people do not conduct themselves in such a way that causes the customer to want to purchase from them, then your income is negatively affected. However, if they flip the coin around and that you have an organization or you have employees and those people are professionally trained, those people knew exactly not only how to give the public a favorable opinion about your product and service, but they cause your customers to want to come back and they actually bring other customers with them. Now that is how you grow exponentially. That's how that goes. So obviously Ryan Matting, who you heard from earlier, yeah, they started on that pay of $38,000, but he increased his value. He learned what I'm talking about. And so he raised his value so high that he's making $100,000 more than what he originally started that company for. Why? Because he's made that company so much more money. So my recommendation to you is if you have a staff and you want to grow your company, or you have a business that you work from home and you contract in other business associates, their skill or lack thereof completely determines your bottom line. So if you're done having your bottom line determined by a lack of skill and you want a guaranteed shot of growing your income this year, it's going to happen by the success of those that work inside of your place of labor. So get them trained. Get yourself trained. Get the bases loaded. If you want January to be your biggest month, that will be determined by how many people you have at the event with you. Guaranteed. I met a gal many years ago who came to me and said, Danny, I want to make a lot of money really fast. How do I at least make $100,000 your first year? I said, put 10 people in front of me every month, and you'll make no less than $100,000. Well, guess what happened to this mother of four who had no business experience? She didn't make $100,000 her first year. She made $125,000 her first year. Rookie went to number one her very first year with no prior experience. She did exactly what we told her to do. And she got the results exactly what I told her to do, with the exact results that I told her she would have. So, you want to challenge me on it? Do so. Prove me wrong. So that's, again, for you who want to succeed and you want to get a raise in your income this month. That's going to happen only by the amount of people you have at First Steps to Success with you. So get off the phone with me. Start getting on the phone with everyone you know and say, you got to come to L.A. with me. We got to do this. Nothing's going to change, friend. Nothing is going to change in 2011 unless you change what you're doing. And what's got to change is not only you out for your own success, but you out for the success of those around you. And when they become successful, you become successful. And that's not something you're going to do on your own. That's a team effort between you and between me. Other than that, I can't wait to see you in Los Angeles. I'm looking forward to it. I'm telling you, I'm on fire and totally ready to go. And I know that who's in front of me on Friday for that home business thing, man, I'm telling you, you're going to hit the ball out of the park. If you have people with you, you're going to hit the ball out of the park, even if you don't have people with you. But the bottom line is that your income will be far higher if you've got brand new, fresh people at that event with you. If you're running a company and you want the sales to grow, put them in front of me, and I promise I'll hit the ball out of the park, and your sales are going to grow. People's incomes are going to grow right now in January. They're going to grow, and you're going to hear about it. So either you'll be the one that it happened to, or you'll be the one hearing that it happened to someone else. That's going to be determined by where you spend your weekend. Is your weekend going to make you money, or is it going to cost you money? That is totally determined by where you spend it. If you're with us, it's going to make you money. If you're with someone else, good chance you're going to spend some money. Anyway, so I thank you so much for your time. I hope that today was beneficial to you. I'd love to hear from you. And by the way, if you haven't joined the community of people on Facebook, we'd love to see your beautiful face over there. In fact, let's go ahead and everybody make a post even right now. In fact, it says that. I said, looking for five people to coach one-on-one for free starting at 7 p.m. There's 21 of you who have already made a comment there. Hey, go show your face. Go tell them that you were right here. I'd love to see you. I'll spend a few minutes just looking at that right now. If not, get over. Get your event signed up right now. Get other people going to that event with you, just like this beautiful couple up in Canada who's got over 20 people coming down from Vancouver, B.C. to First Step Success in Los Angeles. They're serious about their success and serious about helping other people succeed. Can't wait to meet every single one of them. Can't wait to meet you. God bless you. See you this weekend. Hear your voice this time, this place, next Monday night after we're coming out of that particular event. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.